Hello, Terry.
Hello. Yes.
Hi, this is Rick. I'm calling you because we're conducting an opinion poll. We are from National Opinion Service, and would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Great. Are you 18 or older? And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I probably will.
Thank you. May I ask you your age, or you prefer not to say?
Oh, no. I'm not afraid to say my age. I'm 58.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you your race?
Black African American.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed to, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Are you satisfied? Are you dissatisfied? Or are you very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Say that again, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Are you satisfied? Are you dissatisfied? Or are you very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is going to?
No, I'm not satisfied with the way the country is going. No.
Would you say you are dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Just very satisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using the scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please let me know.
Okay.
How do you feel towards public schools? From 0 to 100.
How do I feel about public schools?
Yeah, I mean, how favorable do you feel from 0 to 100, where 100 means feel very warm and favorable, and 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable?
Well, I feel very, because I work for a school.
Oh, okay. So what number would you give to your feelings from 0 to 100? Oh, 100.
I'll give it 100.
Thank you. How do you feel towards the group Moms for Liberty?
Say that again.
How do you feel towards the group Moms for Liberty?
How do I feel?
Yeah.
Good.
Well, from the scale to 0 to 100.
Repeat that again.
Oh, sure. In a scale from 0 to 100, how do you feel towards the group Moms for Liberty?
100.
100, thank you. Mm-hmm. How do you feel towards the public school teachers?
Oh, 100.
100, thank you. Have you heard about the National Education Association?
Have I heard what now?
Have you heard about the National Education Association, or NEA?
Have I ever heard of it?
Yeah. And
no, I never heard of that. I never heard them mention that in my school.
Okay, thank you. Have you heard about the woke culture?
The woke culture?
Yeah.
Never heard that either.
Thank you. How do you feel towards the charter schools?
How I feel about charter schools?
Yeah.
Not too positively.
Oh, and from the how favorable do you feel in the scale from 0 to 100?
0.
0. Thank you. How do you feel towards the U.S. Department of Education?
I'm 100.
A 100. Okay. The other two personas are they are political figures. How do you feel toward, well, how do you feel towards Donald Trump?
Oh, my God. Not good.
In the scale from 0 to 100, how would you...
0.
0. And how do you feel towards Joe Biden?
Oh, wonderful. 100.
100. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Would you say it's excellent? Would you say it's good? Would you say it's just fair? Or would you say it's poor?
Fair.
Just fair. Okay. Thank you. Next, would you say the charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students? Which of them two?
I can't really say, because right now our charter school has joined our school, and I can't really say too much about their education and how they do things, because they're separated from our school. So they do things the way they want to do their things, and we do the way we want to do ours. So it's not really much that I could say about charter school.
Okay, so because
we don't interact with them.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
And how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Okay. Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students. 5 means that it's somewhat important to prepare. 0 means that it's not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. Remember, you can use any number from 0 to 10. For example, the first topic says, our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting. From 0 to 10, how important do you think it is?
Okay, repeat the question again.
Oh, sure.
I didn't catch it.
The topic is our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting. How important, in a scale from 0 to 10, how important do you think is that?
I see a 10.
A 10? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, the next topic is, provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting. How important do you think it is from 0 to 10?
10.
10, thank you. The next topic says, help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market. From 0 to 10, how important do you think is that?
10.
10, thank you. The next topic says, truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad. From 0 to 10, how important do you think that is?
Very, very important, 10.
10, thank you. How important do you think it is? The next topic is become more organized and have a structure. From 0 to 10, how important do you think it is?
10.
The last topic is embrace American values and be proud American citizens. From 0 to 10, how important do you think that is?
10.
Thank you. Would you say that your stay spends just about the right amount, spends too much, or spends not in, or doesn't spend enough on public school education?
Ten.
I'm sorry?
Ten.
Oh no, this is a different part, and so it's a different way.
Is it a yes or no question?
No, the answer is the options are not enough or too much or about right.
About right.
Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
Repeat that again.
Sure. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
The last 2 years?
In the last 2 years.
I said 2 years.
Oh, about have you heard? Have you attended the local public school board meeting in these last 2 years?
Oh no, not at all.
No, thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? Would you say a lot? Would you say a little? Or would you say nothing at all?
A little.
A little?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Yes.
Would you strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat agree. Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools?
None.
No. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following three statements. The first one says, public schools students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty and or uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with this?
Say that again.
Sure. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with this?
I disagree. I mean, I agree. Yeah, I agree. We're not in slavery. We are all equal in the eyes of God.
Do you agree or disagree with the students who will not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable?
I disagree.
Okay. Would you, somewhat?
I agree. No, I agree. No, disagree. No, they shouldn't learn about that. So would I have to disagree or agree? Agree means that they should, or disagree that they shouldn't.
Agree means that they shouldn't learn about it. And disagree means
they should learn about it. No, so I agree. They should not learn about it.
Okay, do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Okay. So just to make sure, because I kind of confused too, you think they
I'm
should...
I'm kind of confused.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think, yeah. Okay,
I'm
so...
I'm kind of confused. I'm stuck on that.
Oh, no problem. It's totally fine. I think I got confused too. So the topic is learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States, because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you think they should learn that, or do you think they shouldn't learn that?
They should be.
They should. Okay. So that means you disagree. So would you say somewhat or strongly?
Did I say what now?
Okay, so would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the next statement says, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. The next statement says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree with that?
That parents should not have an input on how their kids should be treated or how they should learn about that. I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas. Some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, if you support or oppose the idea, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the first idea says, teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Do you oppose or support the idea?
I support it.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next idea is increasing teacher pay. Would you support or oppose that?
I support that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly. Because if they get an increase, we get an increase because we help with the teachers.
Okay. Thank you.
And we had already had a vote on that, and we won.
I see. Thank you. The next one says, raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Hello?
Oh, I'm here. I'm thinking, repeat?
Oh, sure.
Repeat the question?
Oh, sure. The idea is raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Do you support or oppose that?
I support that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next idea says removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Do you oppose or support that?
I suppose that. I suppose that.
You said you support or oppose? Or would you like me to reread it?
Oppose.
Oppose. Okay. Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly. I don't think our books should be taken out of the library.
Thank you. The last idea is adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools. Will you support or oppose that?
I suppose that too, because they got campus aid. Why do we need police on campus?
Okay. Do you strongly or somewhat support?
Can I put some more input on that?
Sure.
I feel that elementary schools are more easygoing. It's not like middle school or high school. I think that they should have police at middle school and police at high school. But middle school, even though they still have campus aides and supervision aides and security there like we do, but would it make a difference because if they have to have police in elementary and high school and middle school, then that means that they don't need us and that we would have to step aside and let armed guards and police in on campus grounds. And I don't think that will be, I don't think that would be good.
Okay.
Because they'll be dressed in black and that might set off the kids, thinking how they feel. So we don't want to have any panicking. We don't want panicking our students or anything like that. We don't want them to have any wrong ideas about, you know, what the law is, because they are there to protect and serve. But still, I feel that we can bring those in on campus grounds, being that they have us as campus security. So that's how I feel.
Thank you. Thank you for all that information.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you. So I didn't get to ask you. I'm sorry, I didn't get to ask you the specific issue.
So I'm opposed to that.
You're opposed somewhat or strongly?
Yes, strongly, especially at middle school.
Okay.
Especially at elementary.
Well,
school.
The statement actually says adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools. That's the statement. So
that's the statement?
Yeah.
So is that what they're trying to do in the later future, or is that what they're trying to do now?
Actually, I cannot say anything beside that. I just can repeat you the statement, and I'm just here to receive your opinion. So, do you support?
Of course.
I'm sorry. I would like to. Yeah, I will.
But like I said, I don't think that we should bring that in, even though there are student police at middle school and at high school. But I have never questioned it, you know, because I'm not a campus aide in high school or middle school. I'm a campus aide in elementary, and I feel that elementary is more easygoing and not so tough and dangerous like middle school and high school. But it can be, but I'm just glad that it haven't got to that point yet to where they would have to take us away and bring in the police on campus. So I'm happy that we're all been there throughout the years and that they think that and that they feel that we're very important, and they going to keep us. So that's a good thing.
I got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I'm good about that. I feel good about that.
I see. So I get it. Thank you. For this statement, the adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools, would you say you support or oppose it?
I oppose that.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly oppose it? Okay. Thank you. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school?
No, I don't oppose it.
I'm sorry, you support it? Or,
I agree.
Or do you, would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Okay, we are almost done. I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any number from 0 to 10 to rate how convincing you think the argument is, okay? Or just three arguments. Okay.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to read the first argument. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing do you think this argument is from 10 to 0?
Repeat that.
Oh, sure. My pleasure. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing do you think this argument is?
Woo, that's a lot. I agree.
Oh, but this is an argument, so we need you to rate from 0 to 10. How convincing do you think this argument is?
10.
Okay, very convincing. Thank you. The next argument says, working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. The students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. From 0 to 10, how convincing do you think this argument is?
10.
10, thank you. And the last argument says, we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matters. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. From 0 to 10, how convincing do you think this argument is?
10.
10. Thank you. Okay, this is the last question that has something to do with the survey. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following two statements. The first one says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The second and last statement says, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with us?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Okay, now we're going to switch gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. We want to know who we are receiving the information from. What is the last schooling?
Okay.
I mean, not personally, but just to know, like, where, you know, like, what where we think this information is coming from, practically.
Okay.
Like, for example, what is your last year of schooling that you have completed or started? Stop me when I get to your category, okay? The first one says 1 to 11th grade. The second says high school graduate. The third one says
high school graduate.
High school graduate, okay. The next question is, which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed? Are you retired? Are you disabled? Are you unemployed? Are you a student? Or are you a homemaker?
Oh, boy. I'm a working mom.
Employed? Okay, thank you.
I'm a working mom.
Okay, thank you. Are you married? Yeah. Are you unmarried, living with a partner? Are you single? Are you separated? Are you divorced? Or are you a widow?
I'm single.
Single, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent, thank you. Mm-hmm. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Nope.
Thank you. And although you don't have any child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
Thank you. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Very liberal. Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more? Would you say every week? Would you say once or twice a month? Would you say several times a year? Would you say hardly ever? Or would you say never?
Just about every Sunday when we was able, when we had our church open and to the public.
Okay.
So I'll be going just about every Sunday.
Okay. So the option that we have says every week, would you feel comfortable with this?
Every week, yes.
Okay. Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me, are just two descriptions, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household, okay?
Okay.
Were you or someone of your household born evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
Or born Baptist.
Okay. Thank you. Are you or someone of your household an educator, such as teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
No.
But he is well educated.
Okay. Thank you. And the last question, how would you describe the area where you live? Would you say it's urban? Would you say it's suburban? Or would you say it's rural?
None up above.
I'm sorry?
None up above.
None of them. Okay.
No.
Okay. Okay, so Thank you so much for your time and for your participation. This concludes our survey. We really appreciate your time, okay?
Oh, you're very welcome.
Okay, thank you so much again. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your, well, have a nice night.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.